This is Palmcast episode 2. Hello.
Wow.
That is it.
That's really, really poor.
I figured if I'm going to be here rather frequently that every intro has to be a little bit different. And I thought last week was a little too much, a little too polished. So I thought we'd just tone it back a little bit.
I actually think I prepared one. I feel like I prepared one. Where did I write it to?
I was just going to ask if you'd like to add anything, but by all means.
You know, I'm sure I wrote one, but I just can't remember what I did with it. So, yeah, moving on. Oh, no, I put it on my phone. Hold on. I just sold a ticket. Okay. I was going to go with greetings, fellow patrons, and welcome to Pomcast, episode 2, hosted by yours truly, King Mog, and my Irish counterpart, Steve.
Ooh.
See?
I'm a little bit flattered, I think.
Mine was better.
At least I could find mine.
Okay.
This is how we begin.
Yes.
Well, it's launch day, so
yes,
this is a good day to talk,
isn't it? Launch day. It's Palm Saucer launch day. And it's been interesting for sure. It's officially the most successful opening that we've ever had in North America. Obviously, I don't think anything will ever come close to eclipsing the launch of Pomingham Palace.
Yes.
It could, though. The Wee Pom is just around the corner. So, you know, it was really quite phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for North America, for, you know, because actually, if you compare it to Pomterio opening, which, let's face it, was quite tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for the opening, we've doubled what we did for Pomterio. So yeah, That's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. This is basically it's a fourth event in North America as well. So it has raised that bar. It has surpassed the other three already. So that's saying something good.
And as always, the premium, the top tier tickets sold out. So that was wonderful.
Yes.
And that actually sold out in less than a minute.
I remember I saw somebody commenting just earlier today saying, and Shinra is sold out, the hype is real. I think it might have been on the Discord channel, but it was very soon.
Quick. Well, it's the typical story of how they go to unavailable, then they go to sold out, then one frees up and whatever. So technically it took about 10 to 12 minutes for them all to be gone. But if you want to go by actually how long it took for people to hit that button, it was like less than 60 seconds.
Yeah.
So that was crazy. So very thankful. Very solid start, solid opening. Quite a few people asking if we're going to continue to annually do it in Toronto. We don't have any plans to go to Toronto in 2019 because, we've discussed a bunch of other places that we'd like to go to, but, you know, who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I guess it'll all depend on how well the sales actually go, because that gives us a lead to say, well, maybe we should return to Canada in some
exactly
form or another.
Well, like, it's easy to say it's good now, but it's day one, so we got a way to go. Yeah. So we're you know, Toronto has the potential to be the largest attendance of any KubaCon.
Mm-hmm.
The venue can take it. You know?
Oh, and it's a stunning venue at that.
Absolutely. Well, it is truly my favorite venue we've ever used.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just can't deny it. It's just, you walk in, the hotel is glorious, and we have an entire convention level to ourselves. You know, you're separated from the hotel, and you kind of just feel like you've got your own facility.
It really gave us a potential to have that very special introduction when people were coming down the escalator and we had the Gold Saucer theme song playing in the background.
There's actually a little bit of a story, and I can't remember if you know this or not, but when we were setting up Chocobo Ranch about, you know, 30 minutes after everyone got in, we were having difficulty with it because the music kept cutting out on the iPad to the speakers and whatnot. And what we found is that the iPad was just within Bluetooth range of the Bluetooth speaker on the stairs.
Oh.
So it kept cutting in and out from using the speakers that we were using for Chuck Up a Ranch. And then every now and again, it would blast the music halfway up the stairs. Eventually we worked out what was going on. It was kind of funny.
I did not know that. That's
true story.
It's always a story. Yeah.
So, So yeah, very, very positive, strong opening. And I'm excited to see what kind of direction it goes in as we progress. We've got the WePalm launch coming up next month. Mm-hmm. And then many people would have probably noticed that we've said that we're going to be launching some more tickets for Pomathon.
Yes, I believe there was a... Now, you did...
Cryptic message.
Yes, you had that message out on about Discord, and I think there was recently a post in Alved. Was that also?
Yeah, that was
that one.
Cryptic message.
Yeah, so.
And actually, if anyone bothered to check the website, it says it slap bang on the front page. It says that we're going to be releasing more tickets.
Mm, that was the one you had mentioned on the Discord channel. See if Correct. Anybody will notice it, and people made guesses, but
I don't think anyone actually saw it.
No, they didn't get it.
Oh well. So yeah, there's a lot going on behind the scenes as usual. I'm actually sat waiting for Generation 2.1 cards to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
So
any new names you could give us a little hint about?
Well, I was wondering that too. Do you think we should drop some?
Perhaps we can give one new one, I think.
Okay, let me just load up the new quest log, to which, by the way, I'm still waiting for your introduction.
Oh yes, that's actually complete. So excellent. I can send that at any point.
So I can name. Well, so okay, we've got foil versions of Squall, Cloud, and Zidane. They're here, mm-hmm. And then we're going to be introducing the Scaredy Mog card, which we've mentioned before. But I can confirm that there is going to be. How about we confirm some? Okay, let's confirm. I'll confirm two. Jekt from Final Fantasy X will be making an appearance at Pomathon Generation 2.1. And so will mm-hmm. Cid from Final Fantasy VIII. That would be Headmaster Cid.
Mm. Very good.
Yes.
Very good. I guess we've got that.
Ticket.
Oh, if anyone wondering what ticket means, we've just sold the ticket for Palm Saucer. And,
could be one, could be two, could be seven, don't know. But I'm feeling the vibes, literally, through my watch. So, yeah, ticket. Continue. So, yeah, but we have quite a few new cards coming in. I can't remember exactly. I think it's 16 new ones in total or something like that, isn't it?
There's around there. It could have been up to 14 at least.
Yeah, somewhere around there. So it's in the mid-teens for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very excited to see those too. And they're literally going to be coming in on the truck today. And I just got a message from Judy, our little card packer, not that long ago, saying that she'll be starting on those very, very soon.
Very good.
So just a kind of a bit of a retrospect on our last episode. Hopefully, you know, the patrons enjoyed listening to it, but we had a couple comments there, one from Sho saying it was nice to just generally hear about our Final Fantasy interests and take on current news. So I'm pleased to hear that you're interested in hearing what us old two sods think. We'll actually be talking a little bit about E3 and some of the latest stuff in a short while. And then I see Haley said that she says Zidane. She said that her partner shouted out Dragon Quest cards when we said about a crossover, which again would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she'd personally love to see some Kupo team set cards. Well, I think me and you is seriously overdue. So we're going to have to look at that. As long as it's not like some like weird 18 plus NSFW. You know, version.
You can get the Alex card, you can get the Alan card, but you can get the Alan and Alex card and more. Mm-hmm. That's the.
You do realize when we do your card, like it has to happen that on one side it says Alan, on the other side it says Steve. It's like an absolute must.
You know, it's kind of a special touch, I guess. I mean, everyone else has a double-sided name. I'm just going along with that one, I suppose.
Roll with it.
I want the choice. I want the choice of color, though. That's all I'll ask.
Okay.
Just let me thank you.
So yeah, the last episode was fun to record. So I guess news wise, there's been a few big developments. I think the one that jumps out to me personally, I assume you're thinking of the same thing.
I am thinking of the remake image. Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be. And there's no way in hell that was just like some little mistake. I mean, they did that on purpose.
Oh no, it definitely was.
It's like don't look at me, look at my screen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, ticket.
So Oh, take it off. Look at this.
Carry on.
Multiple. There we go. So it just, if anybody's wondering, there was basically a recent change to Square Enix Business Division 1 on their job recruitment page. And in that, in the background of a photo, you can see a computer screen showing off the brand new and a Final Fantasy VII Remake screenshot. It could be paused gameplay or a trailer piece. It's up to speculation still.
It's against Airbuster, is it?
It's the Airbuster, exactly what it is. And you can see Cloud in it as well.
Now, that's when you're still in Midgar.
Mm-hmm.
That can't even barely be 2 hours in, can it?
No, it's the second boss in the game. And if you it was a pincer fight.
Yes.
So you might think, if you look at that picture, technically Tifa and Barret are probably on the other side of the Airbuster. So you can't see, but that's what you can imply from that.
It is very interesting. And I would say, judging by the image, which for some reason I cannot find now, but when I do find it, I feel like that is probably not just... I'd say it's a still from gameplay, but I'd say it's probably been mastered. You know what I mean? I don't think it's just a straightforward screenshot.
Yeah,
I think it's quite likely that they've you know, that's probably been ripped out of a very high graphic engine.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it does look quite faithful to the original as well, which I think people are enjoying too.
I don't want to get my hopes up too much about the remake, but I don't know if you recall that I said that when the new remake of 7 launches, don't spill the beans. But remember, I told you I had an idea in mind. You recall what I said?
Oh, yes. Well,
that's happening.
Yes.
It's happening. And we will move very quickly to make it happen. I suspect we'll have tons of, notice. So, but it's going to happen and it's going to be amazing.
I'm not expecting to have that idea of notice come this E3, you know. But
no, while we're on the topic of it, do you think we're going to get something FF7 remake related at E3?
I think there'll be something small enough. I know some people are hoping for a demo to be packaged in with Kingdom Hearts 3. That's a big hoop going along. And I don't know if we'll get that far, but Square Enix are hosting a conference on June 11th, as you know, and it's the first time they've done that since 2015. So what people are kind of arguing, that is that enough for just the likes of Kingdom Hearts 3 alone?
I think Kingdom Hearts is a massive announcement. You know, everyone's been waiting for it since the beginning of time. So I think you're right. I think we will see something, but I think it will be absolutely minor.
Mm-hmm.
I think we may, if we're really lucky, get some sort of extended trailer or just a teaser. Maybe they'll have the gallery that they had available for the anniversary in Japan. Something like that. I would love to believe there would be more, but Square have a habit of not, I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. If they listened to the fan base, they would know that they're desperate for 7 stuff. And we basically haven't seen anything solid since the trailer. Was that 3 years ago now? So
yeah, it's true.
I think it's time. But whether or not they, you know, one of the things I've learned a lot coming from the KubaCon perspective and speaking with a lot of people, and I won't name names or anything because these are conversations, you know, candid conversations that I've had, but I think you were there for some of them. But it's quite clear that the communication that comes from the Japanese office is pretty minor. And, you know, when an announcement comes out, they just basically say, okay, this is what the rest of the world Square departments are. You're going to announce it because this is it. And they, you know, they typically find out pretty much not much before we do. So I don't know. I think that if the Japanese office want to give it to us, they will. And I don't think anyone will have a clue that it's coming until the last minute.
I mean, it's the one thing that came to mind earlier is we like they have this notorious history of kind of delaying games, or more to the point, talking about the next installment, such as Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 15, but don't release it for years down the line. And it would really do them well to just restore some faith among the fans, because if there's one thing that I learned from this mistaken article we spoke about the last time, do you remember the 2023 release for the remake? People were guessing. The one thing that came from that is that people who believed it were either like brutally disappointed, or more importantly, they weren't surprised. You know, and that's not any good message. Well, look at this point,
you know, they held a massive launch for 15, and then they postponed the game launch. Gigantic mistake.
And
it doesn't really, like, at the end of the day, whether you consider 15 to be complete on launch or not complete, let's face it, it has some serious changes since its original launch.
Yes, definitely.
I think that they could do with restoring some of the fans' faith, for sure. I think you know, maybe they're not overhyping it on purpose, because when they overhyped 15, they overhyped it. And I stand by that. I believe 15 is a good game, but I think that they should not have gone to the length they did to hype it before it came out, and then to drop, you know, to then delay the game again. That, I think, was quite damaging. I think that they've recovered from that damage, and I think they've probably learned a lesson from that. So it will be very interesting to see. I really do hope for something 7 related. In fact, I said to you that I'd considered going to E3 this year, but I've decided to hold off because I think that it's not going to be this year, and I think it'll be more KH3, right? So,
yeah. Well, they had actually a premiere event a while ago, Kingdom Hearts 3, and there's a lot of footage that got released around the likes of the Toy Story world and Olympus. And
I did see
a lot
it.
Of great material there. You did see that, yeah.
I really need to go back into the... I'm curious. In your position, because you've obviously played, I think you've played all of them, haven't you?
If I
was to skip the first game, is that going to destroy it?
No, but I would, how would I put this, highly recommend to at least obviously watch somebody play it if you're going
to. That's what I was thinking, maybe the cutscenes and stuff.
Yeah, the thing is, you could actually skip about a good chunk of the middle of the game and still be on top of it. It's only towards the very end. It's very story heavy.
All right, I will try and push through it, because I was talking to Nat about the Tarzan world the other day, and she said that we should try and push through it. So we will try and push through it.
Yeah, get past that and you can get past the rest of it.
Okay. So obviously we kind of just disappeared into E3. We disappeared into E3 there, but it's cool. So there was the remake screenshot, which was a big deal. Then there was this thing that came out, I think it was early last week or the week before. It was the fact that there was some imagery showed off for scrap plans of Tactics 2, you know, which was a bit of a shocker. Had some imagery of that and kind of it had that Tactics look to it, but it had a bit of a Tekken look to it when I looked at the screenshot first, which I know wasn't the case. It was just the way it was just the screen that I was looking at. So guilty, I have not played Tactics all the way through. I've only scratched the surface of it, and I'm told that I need to rectify that, and in time I will. I just finished Nier Automata with the first playthrough anyway, thoroughly enjoyed it. Now I'm working my way through Final Fantasy 1 on the Vita, and on top of that I'm burning through 12 on Steam right now.
Ah, is that the Zodiac Age?
Yeah, and I started it on the PS4. I'd already played it, obviously, way back when a couple times. But the HD remaster is stunning. They did a very, very good job. They should be very proud of that.
Very nice. I actually have that game.
Is it still in its wrapper?
You know where I bought it? If people know Ricky Brown, who's helped some of our
Limit Break Games.
It is the new shop, Limit Break Games. I bought it there. So it was good. Now I've still had.
That was a nice little pitch there. Good job.
I hope he listens. I don't know if he's on it or not, but I got it for a good value on it.
Awesome.
And I it's on the list. because as I think I've mentioned this the last episode, I still have World of Final Fantasy in its wrapper still.
Yeah, since 2016, and I need to get to that as well. I'd already started 12 and I started on the PS4 again on the HD remaster, got so far in it. I think I got to the Tomb of Wraithwall, I think it was, and then I decided to buy it on Steam. So I just looked up a save, and luckily enough, there was a save that was pretty much a full save, which had not selected any job classes or anything. So I was able to pretty much pick up from where I left off, which was amazing.
Ah, good.
So I'm really enjoying that. I'm not going to lie. Have you noticed that the change in gaming these days is that even on a console game, the text is so small now that it looks like it was designed to be played at a monitor. I'm finding that that seems to be the changing market now, that games are becoming more and more monitor primed. I just find that text is getting smaller and every game is seeming more and more like it was designed to be played at a desk.
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing where you're coming from. I've never thought about that, but I'm just taking a few images of the most recent games that I would have played.
Like, I've been playing Monster Hunter World a bit recently, and that is one difficult game to read, even if you have a large TV. Like, I have a 65-inch 4K TV, and I can't read a damn thing on that screen. Yeah. Anyway, completely off topic. So there was also an announcement of a Final Fantasy 1, 2, and 3 Revival Blu-ray music collection coming out. That's interesting. I assume it's going to be remastered. So I'm just trying to get the details. It says 90 songs from the three original games, the legend himself, Nobu. They haven't revealed the contents of it, and it's going to cost 5,000 yen plus tax. So 5,000 yen is around the 50 Canadian dollar mark. So I'd say that's going to be about £30, £35, £40 UK. So that's not too bad.
And I believe I actually pre-ordered this back in March. I don't know, unless I'm thinking of something different, but I'm quite sure it's the same thing. It was it didn't announce when it was out, or it didn't have a full price, I think, at the time. But
right.
Final Fantasy 30th Anniversary Tracks 1987 to 2017 Blu-ray Music Disc,
releasing on August 15th, so a little way off. I'll pick it up. I'm terribly guilty for buying everything related, so damn you, SE again. A little tip for people: if you're looking to buy stuff and you're finding that the SE official store can be rather expensive, especially I find in Canada it's very harsh, try Amazon Japan. Very reasonable. International shipping is usually pretty good, includes border taxes, custom fees, all that jazz. Just a little tip. I found it to be very effective.
Very good. Okay. Keep that in mind myself. The only thing I'll say to you is, just regarding that, this Blu-ray disc, is don't buy it.
Oh?
I've already bought you one.
Aha. Really?
Do you remember I was talking about trying to find you, I was trying to find you a gift for your birthday earlier this month, and I
you got me a gift card for Tim's.
That was my fourth option. The first one I couldn't do. The second one was, I can't remember the second one at this point, but the third one was this Blu-ray disc, and I ordered it back around, it was March. Yeah, it was first of March, and I just thought maybe it would come out by then, but it didn't. So it's still there.
You bought me a copy?
I bought you a copy.
Oh, God bless you. That's extremely thoughtful. Thank you.
So yeah, that's on the way. So don't you worry about that.
That's very kind of you. There's a note here that people are making assumptions that they're probably going to come out with a 4, 5, 6 release and a 7, 8, 9, which would make sense. What I think is interesting. Have you ever touched Final Fantasy V?
I've played it fully.
Not going to lie. Really as you know, I'm working on a convention here. I booted it up on a PS1. It was the anthology disc. Mm-hmm. I watched the intro, which is the PS1 anthology. It obviously has the added movies that they've put into it. Like, it's the original game, but they've done it up a bit and added some FMV. And I was like, I don't actually know anything about this game. And I'm thinking to myself, that's pathetic. I need to resolve that. Like, name me a character from 5.
Bart, Leonard, Galuf.
So I know nothing about it. All I know is that it has a lot to do with dragons.
I wouldn't say that much a feature of the story itself as it is.
I am ashamed to say that I don't know anything about that game. I will rectify that. Leave it with me. Awful. That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
It was any consolation. A lot of my knowledge, like when it comes to like sort of early games, especially the first three.
Well, I remember when I turned around and said that one and two are practically the same thing. You know, Dizzy D. God, she gave me the dirtiest look. I remember she was sat in the front row, and actually Dee's going to be doing the next episode of KubaCast with me, which is going to be on the 10th, I think. I think it's the 10th. Yes, the 10th. I was like, one and two are pretty much the same anyway. And she just gave me this like dirt look, like that's disgusting. But you know, to me, I think they're very, very similar. So I am burning my way through one. One of the most frustrating things about one actually is the fact that on the PlayStation Store North America, you can only, and I don't know how knowledgeable you are about Vitas, but on Vitas you can play PSP games, assuming it's in the store because it has nowhere to put the disc in. Vita games, obviously, and it can also do PlayStation 1 classics. Okay. So in the North American store, you can get Final Fantasy 1-2 as a PS1 classic, and it looks awful. But in the European store, you can get the PSP version, which is like really crisp and clear. So to get it, I had to wipe my Vita, log in with a PSN EU account, buy it there, and then play it. And then I'll wipe my Vita to go back to North America. Stupid. I mean, it must be a licensing thing.
I don't know much about it, but it sounds like a lot of maintenance to take care of.
It was worth doing. I really wanted to play it. So. And it looks, honest to God, if you could see the difference, you'd be like, wow. So yeah, I think on the news side of things, that's about it. Obviously, Final Fantasy XIV, the latest patch launched, I've been playing through. I'm enjoying it. It's good. I really think at some point you really need to get into that game, Alan. It's really good, honest to God. So it's a stunning game. One of the things that people may have noticed is that we dropped out the whole FC thing. And I'd like to touch on that quickly. Mm-hmm. The main reason for it is that there are like, I don't know how many worlds there are, but there are like several data centers. There's no way for us to get to everyone. So we just came to the conclusion, let's just not do it at all. That's not us being lazy. We're already stretched. We're already doing a billion different things. And honestly, that doesn't mean you can't, you know, talk KubaCon in your community and you shouldn't feel pressured to leave your current FC. I will point out though that I am currently looking for an FC, so if anyone would like to invite me to their world, because I am very lonely. So you know, it was nothing personal, it is natural progression.
I mean, we'll always have some kind of presence on the gaming front after all.
Oh, of course.
Well,
do you want to talk about the stream thing that we're hoping? I mean, we can kind of hint on it, can't we, at least?
Exactly, yeah. Let's just say we will be back, I think, in around July. I think we'll definitely make an announcement in about 2 or 3 weeks or
so. Yeah, I'd say hopefully in the next KubaCast if we can. But we're working on some sort of stream for July, so stay tuned for that one.
It's really good fun.
So we've got KubaCast coming up in a couple weeks' time now. We've got E3, then we'll be back for a follow-up episode to discuss what happened at E3, which will be interesting. What days does E3 fall on? Why do I feel like it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or something like that? It can't be. It's a weekend, isn't it?
I think it's more of a weekend. I think the main shows is the 9th till the 11th. I think it's stretched from about the 8th till the 12th, which is Friday to Tuesday. But the main, the big rigs, you could say, I think are the 9th, 10th and 11th would be the big days.
Right.
But I'd have to double check the timetable.
We'll be back around the 13th, I'm imagining. Yeah. So it's all good.
The big thing to note is Square Enix is on, I think, the 11th of June, but that could be the 10th. And like,
you have to stop saying Enix. I had this discussion. Because I had this discussion with Dan. And I was like, Dan, answer the question. Enix, is it Enix or Enix? He said, it's definitely Enix. I was like, okay, you're the community manager for the whole freaking globe. I'm going to take your word for it.
You know what the worst part is that's how I used to pronounce it. I always pronounce it Enix.
So I
keep hearing a lot of people say Enix, so I thought I must be wrong. I started calling it Enix.
I think it's an American thing. I find that Americans tend to change the pronunciation of certain words, and Enix stuck here, but it is Enix. That's how the Japanese say. It's, for example, are you familiar with Ghibli?
Yes.
So a lot of Americans say Ghibli.
Okay, I'd never make that mistake. Yeah, anyway.
but the I can't do a Japanese accent. But when they say it like Ghibli. You know, it's mm-hmm. Ghibli. It's not Ghibli. Yeah. Anyway, that wasn't. I'm not saying that wasn't. I wasn't like coming down on some like major racial attack there, saying Americans pronounce everything wrong. But let's face it, I am British, so I have a position here.
And I am Irish, so I need to be on the receiving. I need to be on the receiving end of these.
You
things.
Have no position in this whatsoever.
Oh goodness.
So yeah, but I guess we have to wrap it up. We've been here half an hour. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else to chuck into the mix. Really, behind the scenes. Oh, now we do have a loot item coming that just that should be arriving at the UK drop-off point, we'll call it. And that's going to be for the premium tickets, but we're also going to have it on sale at Pomathon. I can't say. All I can say is it's something that we've done before, but it's different, and you're going to like it. I want to say more, but it's to do with Tripom, but it has nothing to do with Tripom itself. It's not related to Tripom. I mean, it's not to do with the game, and it's not something mm-hmm. you'd use with the game, but it has Tripom on it. That was no help.
You know what? Somebody might just get close. There's always a way. Mm. Although then again, if previous vague...
I will say that it is a very refreshing item.
Mm. You know, come to think of it, the last time you did something like this as well, not just with the Pomathon tickets, but the name for Palm Saucer, and you had the whole Kermit image of that's none of my business because he had a saucer.
Willy Wonka one, and I tried everything, but nobody got it.
To be honest, I wouldn't have got that. I'm very cryptic as it is. That could be just my speech.
I took it to a new level. Well, once again, Alan, it's always a pleasure chatting with you.
Yeah, and likewise, I'm glad we can say this in front of people, and then behind the scenes we'd be like sick of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it would be very nice to see some comments any comments we see on this podcast. We'll certainly respond to you folk in the next one. And roll on, I guess. It's nice to be able to come back a bit more often and chat, because sometimes, you know, it's difficult to squeeze everything in.
That's it. And it's you know, I think, as you said, the last time to actually talk about Final Fantasy itself, because sometimes KubeCon as well, like we do so much to prepare for it that we run with the event. And I've even been pointing out at one time, we've barely had a conversation about Final Fantasy itself. And then the event can go off in its own way towards the evening, especially. And it's just like one big community gathering, and you kind of, you don't forget why you're there, but you having the same kind of Final Fantasy integration as you do in the day, because we spend so
much.
Tight.
I think it's because we spend so much time making everyone else feel like they're in Final Fantasy that we forget that we're doing it, right? So
that's it. But anyhow, I think that's our here then. We've been here over half an hour now.
I'm kind of scared to tell you to wrap it up, because you're probably just gonna be like, well, okay, piss off. Because that's pretty much how your opening went.
I don't think I've cursed yet, so I've been on my best behavior since we began this new season.
I don't think piss is considered cursing. The word piss appears in many Final Fantasy games.
But you know what, I'm just being as clean as I can.
Wow, what's the fun
in
that?
I'm doing well at now, right to the next one.
Oh, that's disgusting. Like, I'm just literally going to cut it. Like, I'm literally going to cut right here, right now, right cut.
Quick. I'm going to say thanks, guys, for joining us one more time for Comcast. This is the second episode, as I said in the beginning, because
probably
that's all
last.
I have to say. We'll be back after E3, so please tell us what your hopes and predictions may be, and we'll be sure to add in what we'll add to discussion afterwards. Thanks, guys, once again for supporting us, and see you next time. Bye-bye.